by Polish and Surgical Centers and by Kirk Bucks County Community College. We'll join Louise Collins and her special guest in just a moment.
In this world of newfangled things, if one product's only gotten better. Old time goodness. Good time taste. Good Nose quality ice cream at Good Nose Farm Dairy Bar, Route 532, Newtown. The same wholesome freshness of Grandma's day has only gotten better.
And now here's Louise Collins.
Good morning, it is Louise Collins, and we have a very special show for you today. Erica Lutweiler, an amazing woman here in Doylestown, became concerned about the fact that we were not honoring our artists, particularly our women artists, and she started quietly on her own to accumulate a collection of art objects, paintings, sculpture, and whatnot, by artists who live in Bucks County who happen to be women. And that collection, the Lutweiler collection, is going to be given to the Bucks County citizens at a very special gala reception Sunday, October 7th. We're going to hear in just a moment from Erica Lutweiler about how the collection started and what her thoughts are about it. Before we do that, let me remind you that we are asking you this year to please vote to care and give the United Way, because thanks to your contributions, Bristol-Bensalem Human Services Center, the Pendel Mental Health Center, Bucks County Association for Retarded Citizens, Ridgecrest, and Lenape Valley Foundation can continue to provide vital programs and help all of those people here in this county that need that help. Vote to care, vote to give, the United Way. In just a moment, we are going to hear from Erica Lutweiler, but I do want to remind you it's Friday. It's time for you to think about the weekend and let Good Nose help you out. 968-3875 is their phone number. Call and make arrangements to take home some of their ice cream or their pie or some of their homemade tuna salad or their chicken salad or their vegetable soup. And you're going to have a perfectly wonderful weekend, and you're going to have food that's nutritious and delicious and very economical. That's Good Nose. And now, through the magic of the electronics, back to the station, back to WBUX, 1570 AM, and we will hear from Erica Lutweiler. Jack Pinto, if you please. Good morning. It is Louise Collins, the Louise Collins Show here on 1570 AM, WBUX. And my guest this morning is a lady whose name is being heard around Bucks County these days. And I suspect that name, Erica Lutweiler, and the fact that it is becoming well known might even be a little embarrassing to Erica Lutweiler. I'm speaking, of course, of the Lutweiler Collection, which has been presented to the Bucks County citizens by way of the Bucks County Council on the Arts, and it's a collection of some 75 pieces of work done by Bucks County artists who happen to be women. Good morning, Erica Lutweiler.
Good morning, Louise.
Do you know what I discovered the other day? That the Bucks County Council on the Arts, which owns 100 pieces of art by Bucks County artists, that out of that 100, until your collection came along, only 2 were by women?
I'm not surprised.
Why is that? Is it because it's been a man's game, or that we recognize men artists?
This is something that I discovered in 1975 when I was preparing a slide collection for programs in the elementary schools. I wanted to show the children slides of American paintings, and while I was doing research for these programs, I discovered that we had treated not only our artists in general shabbily, but we had almost totally neglected the women.
Here in Bucks County, or is that true throughout?
This is throughout the country, the whole United States.
I think that's true. I'm thinking back to my own school days, and when we were given lectures or shown pieces of art, I'm not sure I recall ever seeing anything by a woman. Perhaps with the exception of Mary Cassatt.
You probably saw very few American artists.
The only ones
I remember were the Pinky and the Blue Boy.
The English, of course.
Right.
English school.
The English realists. And I don't remember any American artists until I got into high school and then into college.
So when you realized that our artists, and particularly our women artists, were treated shabbily, was that when the idea of collecting women artists began to...
Yes. When I began to collect these slides from museums and saw how little was available that had been done by women, and began to read about the women who had evaporated, like Thomas Aiken's wife. She was one of his best students, and after she married him, she did very little. Thomas Moran was another who married one of his students, and he went west painting these beautiful landscapes, and she stayed home on Long Island. This is what got me started, because I knew from my own associates that there were many women artists working in Bucks County now.
But that was quite a jump, wasn't it, from doing slides to actually owning objects yourself?
Yes, it was.
What
was
the very first piece? Do you remember?
One of the first ones that I remember was Ann Hall's Brownsburg Barn, which is a watercolor. And I was going to a doctor at the medical center, at the medical group in Lansdale on Broad Street. And that medical center exhibits in its halls paintings that are for sale, and the exhibits change periodically. And that's where I saw the Brownsburg Barn. And I got in touch with Anne and bought it.
And that was the very first?
That was one of the first. I had some other pieces that I've included in the exhibit, in this collection, that I had, like the Gretchen Nye's necklace, which is ceramic. I had that. And
but this was the first time
that you... This was the first time that I bought a piece and felt that this was something that I wanted to add to and make a collection.
You're wonderful. That was my next question. Did you have the idea, and you did obviously, that it would be more than just one piece, but you were going to assemble?
Yes.
A group?
Yes.
And so then over the period, that was 75?
75 and 70, or 76. It was in that bicentennial period.
So over the period of some 8-9 years then, you have continued to add to that collection, and now you've wound up with 75 pieces of art.
Yes.
Well, now, you know the question, Erica Lutweiler, everyone is going to ask, how can you bear to part with it? I mean, you wouldn't have bought these things if you didn't want them.
Well, in the very beginning, I wasn't buying them for myself. What I really wanted to do was to go a step farther beyond showing slides to children. I wanted them to see what my art teacher in college used to call wet paint. In other words, originals.
Mm-hmm.
The real thing.
Not a picture of.
Not a picture of, not a print, but the real thing where the paint is on the canvas or on the paper or whatever it happens to be on. And this, the intent in the beginning was to take them into schools and show them to children. But as the collection grew, it became too cumbersome for me to even consider
taking
anywhere. Mm-hmm. And how would you take it? Which school would you take it to? And how long would you leave it there? And
how would you even manage the physical aspect?
The physical picture just, it was out of the question. And that's when I began to think in terms of the Arts Council.
Because you had apparently felt, Erica Lutweiler, that these pictures needed to be seen, that they weren't meant just to hide in your house.
Right. I was buying them to share. And many of them, as the collection grew, I had no space to hang them. So as I got a new one, I would have to take one down. And they went into the basement. My husband built a storage wall in the basement where we could hang them. And some went into a box.
But again, that shouldn't happen to a painting.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't happen to a painting.
They should be out. They
should
be
out, and people should be looking at them.
Well, I have a hint maybe at the answer to this question, then, since you just said your husband built a storage wall for you. But what was your reaction from the family? Did they think you were silly or...
I couldn't have afforded this myself, and this I perhaps should explain. My mother died in 1977, and my father could no longer keep up his own home, so the question came as to where he would go. And we offered him a room here since our children were gone, and told him he could live here as long as we could handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, we didn't charge any room, any board, He did help pay for the food, but then he wanted to give us something.
In return.
So each month when his Social Security check came, he paid us what his share of the food bills and so forth, and then he kept some pocket money for himself and made us a gift. And I put these gifts in a little ragged envelope that was just for paintings. And then depending on what I wanted to buy, if I had enough to buy it, I bought it. If not, I just had to save up until I did.
What was his reaction? Was he pleased that you were using the money in this way? Or did it matter to him?
It didn't matter to him. He didn't quite understand what I was doing with it. And I think he thought that I was a little bit strange.
Strange. Right,
until,
in that fur coat, he would have understood.
Until I bought Lillian Michaels' The Immigrants. This picture.
Uh-huh.
When we got that one, he related to that because he was an immigrant.
So he knew it was speaking to his
that
background.
That picture was a picture of himself and the people that he had come over with. And he used to, I had it hanging in the studio, and he used to go to it and just stand in front of it and stare at it. And as far as he was concerned, that picture was worth
every penny.
All the rest.
Yeah. Yes. Did you find it difficult to find works by women artists? Or were they readily available?
No, they are readily available. Many of the shows that are held throughout the county now, the League shows and the Phillips Mill show, many more women are showing in these exhibits than 10, 15 years ago.
The thing that amazes me, Erica Lutweiler, is how very tough it is to be a woman artist, simply because most women artists have to combine that with being a mother, a wife, perhaps even employed outside the home. I happen to be a great admirer of Catherine Renninger's, and she's included in your collection. And I know that if pressed, Catherine would probably tell you that the thing she most needs is a wife.
Right, exactly. Have you ever seen her studio?
Yes, indeed I have.
It's right next to the kitchen.
Exactly.
So is Nancy Bentley's.
Yes.
The studio is part of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Does it amaze you that these women with this talent, amazing talent, are able to persevere under those circumstances?
Amaze me, no. Because I think that they have always done it. Previously, they've done it in producing quilts. There were always accepted things that women could do. They made quilts. They decorated trays. They embroidered. They did their samplers, their needle work. These things were the accepted forms. And interestingly enough, some of the pieces that I have are those techniques transformed now into fine art form, fine art objects.
I'm told that the history of women can be written in their needlework.
Yes.
Written and written very beautifully.
Yes.
So this was a very conscious thing with you then, this concentrating on women artists. Were you ever tempted to buy a man artist? Did you ever see a work by a man?
Yes, I have one by, do you want to know who he is?
No, it doesn't matter. I just was.
I have one. That one I bought because there was a time when I wanted to paint a kind of a painting that I called a colorscape, which had landscape forms but no details. It was just colors. And I went to an exhibit up in a bank in Dublin and found there an exhibit by a man. I had already purchased one of his paintings at the Meyerhunt's gallery for my daughter. And there he was, there it was, a bank full of colorscapes.
That you wanted to do yourself,
right,
it was all done for you.
And it was all done for me, so I bought one.
Did you find that after you began to assemble this collection, that you began to go to more shows, that you began consciously to making yourself available to the experience of seeing art?
Yes, and well, not so much shows, but to more galleries. I had gone to shows before, But I had a friend, Mimi Ho, who had been in art circles for a longer time than I was, and she knew the galleries around, and she used to lead me to things.
Were there pieces that you would have liked to have had that you just couldn't simply afford?
Yes, there's one.
Only one?
Well, there's one that I remember. And it's a technique. One of my reasons, one of the things that I tried to do was to collect a very wide range of techniques,
mm-hmm.
or media,
yes.
so that the children that I first wanted to see them would see different ways that artists made pictures, and I don't have a montage or a collage. And there was one collage that I would love to have had. It was called We Do It All For You by Seal Sherbrooke, I think. And it was a collage of pictures of fancy foods. And then women in exercise outfits,
oh, yes.
doing their exercises. And it was just so typical of our time,
yes.
and what so many women are doing in our time, that I would love to have that one, but it costs more than I could afford. And so
well, now
we don't have it.
This collection is not going to be static, though, is it?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It is going to the Bucks County Council of
yes.
the Arts. But it will be added to.
Yes. That's one of the reasons I wanted it called Art by Bucks County Women, with the Lutweiler collection as a subtitle,
uh-huh.
was that others could add to it. In other words, this is a collection of art by Bucks County women. As a matter of fact, there is one piece in there that I didn't buy. Herman Silverman contributed the typewriter. It's by Anita Grunendahl. I bought her tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And after I bought the tractor, she did the typewriter. And I kept wishing that I had... When the collection went from pictures children would like to paintings concerned with women, then I wished I had the typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And
course.
I told Herman about this once, because of all the machines that I can think of that women have been connected with, it was the typewriter, and the typewriter now is going to be obsolete.
That's right.
Word processors are taking over.
And of course, you know, as you, I'm sure you remember, not remember, but remember reading about, at first the typewriter was considered only suitable for men, and women were not allowed to use it. And I think the YWCA was the first organization that dared to give typewriting lessons to women.
Oh, my.
You know, so we have come a long way. How did you decide on the Bucks County Council of the Arts to be the people that you'd give this collection to?
There isn't, well, it's the only way, the only agency through which to give to the people in Bucks County, I think. I don't know of any other. I also had, since the founding of the council, have gone to their shows and been aware of what they were doing. And I felt that this was the way to go.
Well, there is the hope, of course, that this collection, as you said, will be just the beginning, that it will be added to, and more Bucks County women artists will be included in it. But is there also the hope that maybe it will inspire the county to someday build a museum? Do you know, I didn't realize, never thought about it, that Bucks County does not have its own art museum, its own public art museum, if you will.
That's right. I've hoped this for a long time. Long before I started collecting, I wished there was such a thing. Something to take children to. One of the happiest times of my childhood that I remember was learning about the art museum in the city where I grew up, in Detroit. We were taken there by a school bus on a school trip. And once I knew where it was, and how to get there, and was old enough to be allowed to go there by myself, I used to go. And some of the pictures there became like friends. And every time I went to see it, to see certain things.
So it's an experience that you'd like all children to have.
Yes.
One of the most exciting things about this exhibition, Erica Lutweiler, is the beautiful poster that goes with it. And we really are going to have to try to describe that for our audience. It's a poster that has pictures, professional pictures, of every piece of artwork in the collection. And Erica Lutweiler, I am told that you yourself took those slides and sat here and worked out the actual arrangement. And it is like a beautiful patchwork quilt.
Now, I didn't photograph.
No, but you put them together.
I had transparencies made. And then, like a jigsaw puzzle, I decided what the enlargements or reductions had to be and cut pieces of paper the size of each picture. And then arranged them. They had to be arranged. The big one, the Braille chant, had to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Some of them sort of really determined where they'd be,
right,
just by their size
by
and shape.
Just by the object or the subject. The others, I tried to make a border.
Mm-hmm.
The outer edge had to have color in it. So I needed the pictures that had color on the edges, around the edge, and then whatever had white backgrounds sort of floated in the middle.
It's a handsome poster. It's gray, and it does not say anywhere the Lutweiler collection that I can see.
Intentionally.
And I'm sure it says Art by Bucks County Women, Bucks County Council on the Arts, 11th anniversary, October 1984. And that moves us into talking about the gala reception that's going to be held Sunday, October the 7th. I guess that's when this gift officially goes to the county. And many of the artists will be there at that reception?
Yes, I've heard that 42 of the 55 have said they would be there.
That's fair, and you will be there, of course.
I will.
And the public is invited. We are selling tickets for them. They're $10 each. It's the best bargain around, and it's not too late to come to see it. That's Sunday, 4 to 7.
For
the
yes,
public.
For the public.
You're going to have a private reception for the artists.
Prior 3 to 4.
Just so they can get to know each other.
Right. There are some that I haven't met. I have pictures, but I haven't met all of the artists.
Have you had any reaction, though, from some of the artists that are represented, who I'm sure didn't even know this collection existed?
Yes.
What kind of reaction?
Some of them have written me notes and told me how much they appreciated and are doing this.
I also can tell you a secret, in case you don't know it. There are some artists that have called and wondered why they weren't included and would like to be part of it. But don't you think that's quite marvelous?
Yes, and I'm sorry. I just didn't make it.
But the point is, it doesn't matter because this is, as we keep saying, is not the final collection.
It's not a closed door.
Well, the question I have to ask you, Erica Lutweiler, is aren't you going to miss these things when they leave your house?
Yes, I am, but I do have the transparencies. Mm-hmm. And we had to, because they're 2 1/4 transparencies, we had to get a special projector so that we'll be able to show them.
In a sense, also, won't it free you in a way, too? Because these paintings must become a bit like children that have to be cared for and protected and worried about.
Yes.
Not just paintings, because there are other things here, too, sculptures and
right,
prints and things.
Right.
It's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And because we didn't have space for all of them, I think that I will be much happier if they're in one place where I can see them all.
Mm-hmm. Will they first be hung? They will be, of course, hung at the Rodman House for this,
right,
this reception.
Yes. And they will be there all month of October until November 2nd.
Are you curious to know what it's going to feel like to come in and see them, the old familiar objects that you have, but reassembled in a different environment?
Yes, I'm looking forward to this. I'm really looking forward to this show because it's the first time my husband and I will see them all hung together.
That's right. You've never even seen them.
Seen them.
Because you don't have space.
Right. We've never seen them all hung at once.
Well, Erica Lutweiler, we're out of time. I must say that I'm very grateful to Marion Jensen Dart of the Bucks County Council on the Arts for making this program possible. I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday, October 7th, with the artists at that exhibition. And we haven't said, but it's going to be that people can also buy this poster. So they can have the collection.
Yes, they can have the collection at home.
Erica, thank you very much and continued good luck to you.
Thank you, Louise.
My guest this morning, Erica Lutweiler, and we've been talking about the Lutweiler Collection, or Art by Bucks County Women. This has been Louise Collins. Good morning.